I am the living spirit of God, which is infinite. And now I have one infinite being, and only one. No more am I denying the infinity of the Father. No longer am I denying my own wholeness in that infinity, as that infinity. No longer am I a separate self from the one infinite self. And as I live this way, never denying the infinity of my being as the very infinity of the Father, then all that the Father hath, the power, the all-knowing, the all-presence, the all-love, the allness of the Spirit being the only, it is I. And where I am, well, or else may appear, all that can be where I am is omnipotence. All that can be where I am is the all-intelligence of the Spirit. All that can be where I am is the law and the activity of the Spirit. And I am now walking in the kingdom of God. Yes, the earth is the Lord's, and that makes it heaven. And the fullness is heaven. And heaven is the infinite self realized where you stand. The omnipotence is the substance of your being. Omnipresence is the substance of your being. Omniscience is the substance of your being, for there is none but I. And if you do not deny this, in spite of what the five-sense world may say, you will discover that it is true, and that the I, spirit of yourself, is omnipotent. And it needs not make itself omnipotent, it need not exert itself to be so, it need not go out and conquer anything to be so, because the spirit of your being is omnipotent, it is ever so. And there is nothing that can ever change that. New Jerusalem is the rending of the veil of hypnotism. From realization of self, all that is not self, you are able to face without the need to resist. You see the illusion of all that is not New Jerusalem. For New Jerusalem is the infinite self. I am that infinite self. Not by declaring it, but all are joint heirs with Christ. All are one with the infinite self. If you feel the turning within you, then the Spirit is bringing you into your true habitation. For this is the climax of our purpose upon the earth, to enter into New Jerusalem, and there abiding, to show forth the omnipotence of Spirit, the all-presence of Spirit, and the all-intelligence of Spirit, maintaining a perfect spiritual universe where you stand. This is the truth now, awaiting realization. And all of Scripture, whether it be the Bible, or the Koran, or the Bhagavad Gita, is pointing to this plane of existence. It'll be called the Buddhic plane in one. It'll be called the Christ consciousness in Christianity. But always, you are becoming now the teacher. And not the student. For as Christ consciousness is born in you, you are a visible, but you are a transparency for the invisible. And wherever you go, the invisible shines through you as living spirit, and New Jerusalem walks the earth. Not as a physical city, but as an enlightened state of consciousness. Eternally new, and never can it know death. For in the New Jerusalem you have transcended the possibility of the death experience. Only life exists in New Jerusalem. For this is knowing spirit aright, and that is life eternal. We have no way of knowing disease or evil or any form of sin in this consciousness. For we recognize that they are not the infinite spirit and therefore have no existence, for infinite spirit is all there is. Your fidelity to the infinite spirit of being will be your passport to that life eternal. We have passed the point now where we can go back to a human consciousness without feeling the effects of it doubly, for having been open to the truth, the lie seems to hurt all the more. But we have also passed the point where, like Thomas, we must doubt. Because most of us can see now that we are moving very quickly in the path which Jesus prescribed. That we are moving into the path of release from the problems of the world. And that this was not given to us so that we might be happy, healthy, and wise, but rather that we may leaven the consciousness of the world. All of us, none more than the other, are here to display the glory of the infinite spirit. And more, as you feel its glory, the desire to crucify all of human selfhood will intensify within you. It will be the call of your own soul to die to the flesh. This will not have the ring it had in the past. This will have the ring of a new kind of glory, a fulfillment, a knowing that for this was I born, that I may be living evidence of the truth of the allness of spirit. And so we lay down our life and let spirit pick up its life as us, and then Christ liveth our life. This is New Jerusalem, the Christ consciousness of the infinite self as your being. And that infinity must be a conscious realization, or else the human mind will not be still. It will wring and squirm, seeking a way out. Only when it knows that infinity alone is present will it give up the ghost. And the key to your realization will linger on that realization that infinity is all that you are. No less, ever. All intelligence, all power. Until you know, you need never fear what mortal mind or man can do to you. where there is no power but the infinity of your spirit. Everywhere. So we've come to a little preparation for today. We're going to review some of these points in the latter part of the discussion today. We're going to gently release ourselves again from the human concept of self. We're going to look at a few passages to show how clearly this has been pointed out to us, although blindly we walk past it. And I'd like you also to hear the words of the New Jerusalem, the chapter, spoken by Joel. For I do have his voice speaking those words. And right after the intermission, I'd like to play it for you so you can capture the depth of what was happening in his consciousness to make him write that page or two of the new consciousness of the infinite self, which was now functioning as his own being. After our intermission, the first voice you hear will be Joel speaking the New Jerusalem as he wrote it. And then we'll continue from there in our own journey from flesh to spirit. So we'll pause now for a moment. Let's take a peek at Isaiah. This is the 65th chapter, verse 17. We'll just go on from there a bit. For behold, I. Now remember, I is the New Jerusalem, the new consciousness, the infinite self realized. I. And the importance of all that's happening to us here is that we are being assured that there is such an I, such a New Jerusalem, that it's not something in a book. It's an experience that each of us is going through. And this I, Isaiah tells us, for he has gone through it, and the I of him is speaking through him, just as the I of Joel was speaking the chapter, New Jerusalem. This I says, to you and to me, I am the I in the midst of you, and when you come unto me, by releasing your sense of personal self, then I, the infinite, make all things new. I create new heavens and a new earth. This is so different than what our human minds is prepared to face that it sort of requires a word of thought, of explanation. A new heaven and a new earth is not only the transformation of your world, but it is the dissolution of the world you have been living in. It isn't a better world. It's a dissolution of the old. And for the next 10, 20, or 30 years, you may walk in a better world, visibly. But this isn't for 10, 20, or 30 years. It's the opening of your Christ mind and Christ body, which seems to be a visible body here when you're in the new self. that is actually your invisible self functioning, appearing as your visible self. And it is this invisible which lives in the new heaven and the new earth, which becomes the law of your complete activity on the earth. And all of your visible activity becomes changed under the law, so that more and more of your human consciousness is dissolved into the new self, so that all of it is finally dissolved, so that your translation can be made. Until we are living in the new self, which lives in the new heaven and the new earth, we are forced to come into form and go out of form and return to form. But the new heaven and the new earth means that you will be living in the new heaven and new earth when the form sloughs away and remain there in your Christ body, in your Christ mind. And this is the transition now taking place in all of us. I am breaking the fetters that bind you. I, in the midst of you, am taking you into the many mansions that I have prepared, which cannot be comprehended or embraced by the temporary, finite mind. I am the way to this new heaven and this new earth. Now this is Isaiah, and if you find it almost word for word in the Revelation of St. John. The former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. And to me that means that we must not try with this human mind to take notes of our experience as we go into this new dimension. Not stand there aside from this self and try to record what's happening to this self, because it's the best way to lose it. There's an overturning of that mind so that you can see we come into the experience by the release of the mind, not by maintaining it. And so all of you who are still under the belief that you must depend upon your logic and reason and understanding to find the way should take heed here and recognize that it's only as you drop the need for the reason and the logic and the understanding, and recognize that I, not your human mind, I am the way. And unless you leave all these externals as excess baggage and come into I unfettered, taking no thought for your life, you will not find this new self. It will not lift you into itself, for there's no need of thinkers in New Jerusalem. I, the infinite mind, am the only thinker there and the only self there. And this is different than every human concept of what heaven is supposed to be. If you're not prepared through truth and consciousness to die to me and the mind and the body, then the entry into the kingdom of heaven on earth will be delayed until something in you enables you to make this laying down of your sense of life. Be glad and rejoice, for great forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem, a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. Always then, in your new self, does spirit rejoice. Only in this spiritual self. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath filled his days. That's the end of birth. That's the end of aging. It's the end of dying. It's completely out of all human concept. For the child shall be 100 years old. They shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. Nor as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and my elect shall only enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble. For they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And so this human intelligence that wants to reach out is told, no, no, omniscience is here. Before you can even think of a question, it will answer. And as long as you feel you must think of a question, you are not in this new one self. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and dust shall be the serpent, serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. Now this is not a statement of tomorrow, of a future. It's a statement that in your perfect, infinite spirit self now, the wolf and the lamb do lie down together. There is nothing there that hurts. And so the reality of being is established by Isaiah as the perfection of your own identity. These very phrases are picked up in the revelation of John and come to fruition in the 20th and 21st chapters, where the New Jerusalem is seen descending from heaven as a bride adorned for her husband. And that is the revelation that God the Father is the husband, and Christ, being one with the Father, is the bride of God. Christ consciousness becomes the bride of God, and the offspring of God the Father and the Christ is the activity of the Holy Ghost in you. So that the complete Trinity is a oneness of your complete being. You are then in the kingdom of God on earth. All through the Acts, Paul tells us how he went up to Jerusalem, and we are reminded in his letters that there is a new Jerusalem, and that when you have found it, you will find a new body. You will discover that you are the temple of the living God. When Job found himself in the consciousness of Christ, all the powers that manifested on earth in others who had been Christed showed forth in Job. The healing powers, the power of love, the power of truth, the power of safety and security, the power of abundance, the infinity of being becomes the light of being. None of this is withheld from your being. And if through this series of Infinite Way chapters, you have discovered that every word of it was meant to lift you into the inevitable oneness with God, which is your destiny, then these 12 chapters have fulfilled their purpose in you to this point. But don't forget, they are living revelation. They're never through when you've finished reading them, because they are the living consciousness of God in Joel, functioning through all of us. These chapters are so high, so vital, that we have been gifted another 5 weeks of working with them. And the purpose of these 5 weeks is so that we do not take a chapter like New Horizons or the Wisdoms and make some very sage comments about them or some remembrances about them and think that because of that we have captured their essence. God is not with mortals. If you know God is not in the human scene, you can lay down your life and pick it up again at will. Now, we're to reach the point where we can lay down our life and pick it up at will, which means we can leave the finite concept of life and be in the infinite reality of life at will. That means we can do it. And so the purpose of the next 5 weeks is to do it. To learn that the moment I am able to lay down my sense of life, my sense of reason, my sense of righteousness and justice, my sense of wealth and health, and let the infinite pick up the thread of life where I have laid down my sense of it, in that instant I am in His grace. Now that's going to become a rather normal consciousness for us. And in it, you will perceive that there is a strange kind of peace. It's the kind of peace that knows that the infinite consciousness, which is mine, is everywhere, doing its perfect job now, and I need take no thought for today or tomorrow. I can keep my consciousness not on a me. I can now relax with my consciousness in that middle path, not seeking God, not seeking betterment, but letting betterment reveal its ever-presence in the absence of my seeking. There is this place then in consciousness that you will feel more frequently, and you will be at home in it. You could feel in Joel's talk a moment ago the confident, quiet assurance, the almost sublime acceptance that all there is of me is the infinite spirit flowing through me, the great weariness of the world departing from the shoulders, the knowledge that from this day forward, all that the Father hath is my own being. Surely you know by now that none of this is beyond your reach. None of it. And then we know why we were drawn into this glorious teaching, for it is the will of the Father that we walk in the Spirit, and that the infinite live our lives as only it can. Enoch wrote of these things before Jesus appeared physically on this earth. Just the other day, I picked up this little book on Enoch, which someone had given to me, and lo and behold, there in it was this chapter of Enoch speaking to his son Methuselah, teaching him about the New Jerusalem, telling him that the old house was being overturned and all the pillars were being taken out. And we recognize there what's happening to us. Like Methuselah, we are sitting at the feet of Spirit itself. And Enoch, who had the word, who had attained the New Jerusalem, walked right out of this physical form, leaving no physical form behind. Somewhere I heard Joel say that the Bible of Jesus, the Bible that Jesus himself studied and taught from, was not included in the Christian Bible, but that it would be translated, for three copies had been found, and not too far away we would all learn about it and have copies of it ourselves. And it may be the book by the Master of Righteousness, who lived 100 and some odd years just before Jesus among the Essenes, who also was crucified. The point is that the power of man on earth to have his will is shown to be fruitless. For no matter how the word of the Father is mutilated or buried in books, the living word is ever alive in the consciousness of those who live in the Father's house. And that living word in you says, I am the resurrection. It is I in you who am the life eternal, that will never permit you to know any form of destruction. But I cannot share my throne with a second self. And if there's going to be an end of the world, the only end there is that end when a man leaves the self that he was not and is reunited in Christ with the infinite. For him, the world is no more. For behold, I make all things new, and he walks in the new heaven and the new earth. This is the common experience that the Christ assures us we are all joint heirs to on this earth. We no longer have to walk in the ways of humanhood, subject to the laws of chance and matter. We all now have a sufficient backlog of experience and understanding to know that these enlightened consciousnesses did not appear on earth in vain at all. And as we open our hearts to them, the Father who seeth in secret becomes the very living essence of our own consciousness, and that is our reward. So, henceforth, when you find the ills of the world lying heavy upon you, remember the simplicity with which you can break the hypnotism of the world. When your consciousness is resting on you, you are separated from the spirit. When your mind is trying to devise methods and means, even to understand God, you are separated from the spirit. The meekness is the understanding that there is only God. There is no possible life apart from God anywhere in the entire universe. Only infinity is functioning. Only spirit is. Only God is. Any life apart from the isness of God is a mirage. There's nothing you need do to improve the life of God. There's nothing you need do to improve the life of you, for it is the life of God. And that false sense of self, which denies you to be the life of God, is the real crucifixion that must take place. Then the infinite holds out its arms and declares itself as your being. There is a specific experience in which that happens. And it begins in a small way when you are absent from your human consciousness, wandering somewhere in a new experience that you didn't make happen, something that happened in spite of your human self. As Jesus said to his disciples, "Wait for me, tarry in Jerusalem." And this is what he is saying to us. Tarry in Jerusalem. The key words, the uppermost realization that we can have is to ever be conscious that God is my spirit. Omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, forever here, functioning. And as this consciousness is renewed and renewed and renewed, lo, I come whose right it is to sit upon the throne. And in a twinkling, you find yourself moving in a new consciousness, in a new self. You have turned. The soul realm becomes your first footsteps. The rebirth is an experience instead of a word. We're going to have one meditation, if you will. And this meditation is the changing of the life stream. From the human sense of it to nothingness, letting spirit be itself. The minute the first sigh takes over, You are attuned to infinity. And the infinite universe is at your doorstep. There is the power of grace. There is the power of the all-knowing mind functioning as your very being, going before the physical form, preparing mansions. And if you have entered the silence, completely devoid of all concept, that subtle transition of consciousness takes place and the infinite goes forth as you. Remember, it must be done gently. For if you are trying to do it, you're in a second self. And that second self is going to prevent the very thing you're trying to do. It is surrender, not conquering, but surrender. Gently. Inside the senses, so that they are nothing. And if you find that oasis, just rest there and feel my peace. For in my peace, there's nothing to do. Suggested reading 20, 21, and 22 chapters of the Book of Revelation. You'll find that you have gone through some kind of an experience that is explained in those three chapters. 20, 21, and 22 of Revelation. They will parallel that which your consciousness is doing. Happy Thanksgiving.